evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, D.C. I'll tell you right up front now, I've decided I'm not going to be broadcasting tomorrow night, New Year's Eve, probably because of the fact that many of you will be either having quiet dinners with friends or settling down to go to bed early, or maybe a few of you will be out on the town. I don't really have any particular plans right now myself, but it is New Year's Eve, and that's as good a time as any to take a break. Because we got to pray that we must pray that we have a better new year coming ahead. I did take a break last night, and thanks to my friend Mark Glenn, who sat in for me, you had a very interesting, entertaining, informative, and provocative show, and I appreciate Mark having done that. I was just a little bit tired and initially planned to go to bed, but folks, you know what I did last night? I actually sat up and listened to my own program live with Mark Glenn as the host, and had some very interesting callers and some very interesting commentary, and of course it was largely about a subject that has captured the attention of the world. I'm very distressed about what's happening in the Holy Land, because the people who reign supreme in the Holy Land are anything but holy, ladies and gentlemen. They are unholy. And, you know, I have always very carefully avoided taking a position in the internal conflicts of the Palestinian people. They know best. I'm not a Palestinian. I'm certainly not a Muslim. And while I generally consider myself a Christian, I wouldn't put myself in the position of being religiously oriented in a conflict between the Palestinians vis-a-vis the Christian factions, the Muslim factions, and certainly the general political or politico-religious conflicts between Fatah and Hamas. That having been said, however, pointing out that I don't take a factional position vis-a-vis there, I want to say firmly and without hesitation that when it comes down to siding with either the Israelis or with Hamas, let me say I am 110% on the side of Hamas. And if some Americans and some Israelis want to call me a traitor, if they want to call me pro-terrorist, if they want to call me anti-this or anti-that, then let them go ahead and call me that all they want, but at the same time, let them take a running jump straight into hell along with these murdering Israelis who I assure you who are going to go there for what they have done to the people, not only here in Gaza during the past several days, but all of the people whom they've displaced and murdered and butchered and tormented and deprived in the land of Palestine since at least 1948. Because that's where they're going to go, folks. So if it's pro-terrorist to support Hamas, which has been described as a terrorist organization by a criminal element in the United States government and by the government of Israel, then I am pro-terrorist, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sick of this bullshit, and you'll forgive my language, but I'm sick of this bullshit about people being anti-American because they oppose U.S. policies towards Israel and the Muslim world in general. I'm sick of it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sick of these allegations of people being pro-terrorist and so forth, and these police state measures that are being imposed, spying on people. Yeah, I'm sick of it, ladies and gentlemen, and I tell you what, the same people who are trying to murder the people of Gaza, they're the same people who are trying to murder liberty in America. Stay tuned.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770 because personal information should stay personal.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase 2 bottles, get 1 free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Please forgive me for using the kind of filthy language that you find in the Talmud, the book that guides the state of Israel and its spiritual leaders. Forgive me for using that filthy scatological language to describe, and not even in tough enough terms, what's happening in our own country today, where the people who support what's happening in Israel, the people are calling the shots in this country and writing our police state legislation, our New World Order legislation, trying to crack down on, well, when it comes right down to it, ladies and gentlemen, religious freedom, spiritual freedom, the freedom to speak and to think. Yes, folks, that's exactly what they're trying to do. They are criminals, ladies and gentlemen, and they should be dealt with as criminals. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Israeli officials are quoted as saying, quoted by the Washington Post, they said that they are not concerned that international pressure will force them to stop their military campaign against Hamas prematurely. In other words, Israel doesn't care what the world thinks. They don't care. They will do whatever they want to do. They will kill and maim as many as possible in order to achieve their goal. This is the country which is constantly bellyaching about the Holocaust. This is the country which is talking about Islamic extremism, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what people seem to forget? Listen, folks, keep this in mind. The next time one of your Jewish friends or acquaintances or neighbors, or one of your Christian friends or acquaintances or neighbors, a Christian so-called who supports Israel, comes up to you and says that, oh, Israel is just defending itself against Hamas, folks, you need to remind them. It's documented. You can find it from responsible sources on the Internet. You don't need to quote Michael Collins Piper on this, although my book, Dirty Secrets, has a chapter on this, which is largely based on some writings by some mainstream authors. Ladies and gentlemen, remind your pro-Israel Jewish friends and your pro-Israel Christian friends that back in the days when Hamas was virtually nothing, the Israeli government nurtured and funded Hamas. Now, why did they do that, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't Hamas an extremist Muslim group, so they say? Well, why did the Israelis do it, ladies and gentlemen? They did it because they were trying to undermine the secular, quote-unquote, moderate Fatah group, the Fatah faction in the Palestinian freedom movement, the Palestinian statehood movement. So in other words, ladies and gentlemen, Israel did not create Hamas, but Israel played a major part in building up Hamas in the first place. But guess what, folks? It got out of hand. It got out of hand precisely because Hamas stepped in and started providing things that the Palestinian people needed, provided them unity. So the next time some Jew or some Christian comes up to you and starts crying about Hamas, take the person by the collars and say, well, your dear little country in Israel built up that group that now you're so frightened about. Yeah, this group. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the situation in Israel is akin to if you had your next-door neighbor's kids shooting off fireworks into your yard. Yeah, they could hit you in the eye. They could hit you in the eye, ladies and gentlemen. They could knock your eye out. They could hurt one of your children. They might break some of your windows. Or it's the equivalent of your neighbors, not even your neighbor's kids, your neighbors throwing rocks through your windows. It's not a nice thing. Not a nice thing. But you know what, folks? Under the law, you're not allowed to take out a shotgun and blast the hell out of your neighbor. And that's exactly what the Israelis are doing. They're not just taking out shotguns. They're using any means necessary in their point of view to wipe Gaza off the map, to wipe the Palestinians off the map. And by God, ladies and gentlemen, they'll do the same thing to any other Palestinian group, too. How many times did they try to kill Yasser Arafat? How many times did they try to wipe out the Palestinian people and the Palestinian movement when it was in the hands of Fatah long before the rise of Hamas? Look, folks, that's what we're looking at here. That's the only way to describe it. That's the only way to look at it. So you know what? It was Malcolm X who popularized that term by any means necessary. I'm here to tell you, as a supporter of Hamas, I wish I could give them money, ladies and gentlemen. I wish I could send them arms. I wish I could encourage people to join Hamas, but you know, I can't really do that legally. So I'm supporting them by prayer. I'm supporting them with prayer. That's the support I'm giving to Hamas. So I can't be prosecuted for supporting terrorism. Well, maybe I could be. Maybe we've reached a point in this country where you're not allowed to pray. You're not allowed to think. So maybe I will be prosecuted, but, you know, I am praying for Hamas, and I pray that Hamas and the Palestinian people will be able to beat back this hellish challenge from this Israeli monster by any means necessary. Israel is setting itself up for a grand fall, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to see any more people in the Middle East die, Jews or Christians, or Muslims, or anybody else. But as long as Israel continues to pursue these actions, financed by my tax dollars, yes, I am. What I am doing, ladies and gentlemen, and you are too if you pay taxes, your tax dollars are supporting this genocide. Your tax dollars are supporting this mass murder being carried out by religious fanatics, religious extremists. So those of us who cannot use our money to support Hamas, we can pray, and we can pray that Hamas will fight back and that other people will come to the aid of Hamas and all of the Palestinian people. And you know, that's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's happening. Even people who have, even Palestinians who haven't been sympathetic to Hamas, are now becoming sympathetic because they're looking back and seeing what's happening, and they're seeing how the world is reacting or not reacting. It's your tax dollars. Your tax dollars are doing it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I saw the story of a Palestinian family. You know, most of these Palestinian people, they're apolitical. I shouldn't say that because I don't know that, but there are many people who are apolitical. They don't care about Hamas or they don't care about Fatah, but they're caught in the middle of this and they're dying. I saw a story today. You may have seen it yourself. One family lost five daughters. Five daughters. Now, some of your Christian friends will say, well, they're only Muslims. And some of your Jewish friends will say, well, they're unfortunate collateral damage. Some of your Christian friends might say that, too. Well, you know what? I was thinking about our friend Mark Glenn, who has eight children, four sons and four daughters. To even lose one child. But to lose five children, if I were the father who lost those five daughters, if I had been apolitical, ladies and gentlemen, up until that time, I would have gone out and I would have got me a gun. That's where suicide bombers come from, ladies and gentlemen. Your Christian friends think that suicide bombers are driven by Muslim fanaticism or this or that. No, they're driven by anger, just like you would be, too, if five of your daughters were ruthlessly butchered under these circumstances. And these claims that the Israelis are targeting only military targets. Yeah, yeah, come on, folks. And some people say, well, they're fighting militant Muslims. Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? There are new charges of crimes against humanity against Tariq Aziz, the Christian former right-hand man to Saddam Hussein. Now, you know, remember when George Bush was saying, why, that Saddam killed his own people. You know who Saddam was killing, ladies and gentlemen, for the most part? According to a Reuters report here, the charges against Tariq Aziz stem from purported crimes against members of a political party in Iraq that promoted the role of Islam in Iraqi politics. Now, I'm not saying it was a good thing that they did that, but the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, your president, George W. Bush, one of the biggest liars who ever came down the pike, one of the biggest promoters of war against the Muslim people, when it was convenient for him to attack Saddam Hussein, what did he attack Saddam Hussein for? Killing Muslim extremists. But you know, the average American doesn't understand all of these little ins and outs. You listeners to this program do. You people who listen to RBN do. There may be a few out there who miss the points, but for the most part, you understand it. But keep in mind our American brothers and sisters, they haven't caught up with it. It's kind of funny now. The new editor of Commentary Magazine, Jonathan Tobin, he's taking on the position of editor of Commentary Magazine, published by the American Jewish Committee, hardline, pro-Israel. Guess what? He's now saying pro-Israel conservatives should rejoice that they will no longer be burdened by any obligation to back George W. Bush. In other words, for the last 8 years, these criminal, hardline, kosher, conservative, Jewish, religious haters and fanatics used George Bush and his administration to do their dirty work, and now they are in the headlines bidding Bush adieu gladly. George Bush should lob a few nuclear missiles into Tel Aviv to pay them back for this, ladies and gentlemen, but he won't do it because he's one of those Christian supporters of Israel. Hit Tel Aviv, hit Tel Aviv, hit Tel Aviv, Mr. President. Pay them back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
I mean, in all seriousness now, folks, for the last 8 years, George Bush has done the bidding of Israel in the most servile fashion. Now, let me amend that. Right prior to, let me be as accurate as possible here. As you know, I am kind of a stickler for detail, for which reason a lot of people just cannot stand me. Prior to the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the Bush administration was indeed putting some pressure on Israel to the point that this nutcase senator from Oklahoma, in a way, that's not true. I'm sorry, Inhofe, Senator Inhofe, said that he thought maybe a spiritual door had been opened for the 9/11 terrorist attacks, because the United States hadn't been nice enough to Israel. Now, of course, the American people never heard anything about that. But needless to say, it was after that that George Bush became embedded, so to speak, entangled, entranced with Israel. And it's all been downhill since. Downhill for the American people. It's been downhill for the people of Iraq, the people of the Middle East. He did everything Israel and its hardline kosher conservative supporters in this country wanted, Christians and Jews alike. And now that Bush is leaving office, they're basically saying to hell with them. Listen to this. Just as Americans are better, listen to this, listen to what he said, Jonathan Tobin. Just as American conservatives are better off no longer having to rationalize the behavior of a Republican president and a congressional caucus that had compromised their principles on fiscal probity as well as demonstrating incompetence, pro-Israel conservatives should rejoice that they will no longer be burdened by any obligation to back Bush. Talk about chutzpah. Talk about arrogance. If I were George Bush and I read this, well, I can imagine what George Bush is thinking as he leaves office, one of the most pathetic presidents in American history. One of the most, you know, even my friend, the big shot lawyer, I talked to him today. Even my friend, the big shot lawyer, who worshiped at the altar of George W. Bush and his war policies, although he knew better, even my friend, the big shot lawyer, will not defend George W. Bush anymore. My God, this is how bad it is, ladies and gentlemen, you know, and now these Jews that promoted Bush are now throwing him to the wolves. So as I say, if I were George W. Bush and I just wanted to put an end to it all, I'd hit Tel Aviv with a nuclear weapon. The only problem with that is a lot of innocent people would die, a lot of animals too, dogs, cats. Although, as I've told you before, I understand there's an immense amount of cruelty to animals in Israel, so perhaps it might be a blessing for those poor animals. All right, folks. You know, I could go on and on here. I do. I see we have a minute or two left before the break. I'm just going to read this. You've probably heard about it. Publication of Herman Rosenblatt's Holocaust-themed Angel at the Fence, scheduled for release by Penguin subsidiary Berkeley Books in February, was canceled after unspecified revelations by his agent called its authenticity into question. Rosenblatt's book details how he met his future wife through a barbed wire fence at Buchenwald, the Nazi concentration camp, and was randomly united with her on a blind date in New York in the 1950s. Well, it turns out that the author admitted falsifying reports of his work. I wanted to bring happiness to people. I brought hope to a lot of people, he said. Mr. Rosenblatt lives in Miami now. You know, folks, I've written a lot over the years, thousands, really thousands of articles, quite a few books. I've even lost track of the number of them. And I can say, honest to God, I have never deliberately falsified anything. I have never knowingly falsified anything that I've written. And when I've made mistakes and those mistakes have been brought to my attention, I've corrected them as best I can, and if there's some misinterpretation of them, if I wrote something in a way that could be misinterpreted, I try to correct it, just as I've done on this program, as you well know. But why is it that we keep hearing about all these grand and beautiful Holocaust survivors who seem to get caught in falsifying their stories, livening them up, exaggerating? Why is it? Why is it? I mean, this is more than once that this has happened, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, you could probably write a book about all the Holocaust tales that have been called into question and proven to be distortions, lies, and exaggerations. So that raises the question, how much of everything else we've heard about the Holocaust is true? We do know there's a Holocaust going on in Palestine right now. But no one wants to stop that Holocaust.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold's secure sleeve and secure badge holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. What can I say? Israel is on a collision course with humanity. Israel and its supporters. Anyone who supports Israel, Jewish or Christian, even Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists. Anyway, Israel as a state and its supporters are on a collision course with humanity. All right, we're going to go to the calls. We have quite a few callers lined up here, folks, so I'm going to try to squeeze everybody in. I probably won't be able to do it, but let's try. Let's go to Andrew in Ohio.
Hello, Mike.
How are you tonight, Andrew?
I'm doing good. These people that are doing this in Gaza, they're the same people that carry out the genocide against the Russians, and this is what they want to do. This is the same thing they want to do to us here in America.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andrew. Let's not forget our Russian friends. Exactly. You're absolutely right.
With people such as Michael Chertoff and Mukasey, and then we got Obama coming in. He has people like Geithner, Rubin, Paul Volcker surrounding them, the Crown and Pritzker families. And this is what they want to do to us here.
That's right. I mean, you know, Mark Glenn has put his finger on something, and you know, I really believe he's right. I wish he was wrong, although maybe I don't wish he was wrong. But his attitude, his opinion, I should say, and I'm paraphrasing him very loosely here, is that the this ancient this ancient conspiracy, which is what it is, this ancient conspiracy by what David Irving calls our traditional enemy. You know, they are squeezing the United States for everything it's worth. And I think they are getting ready to throw the United States over. You know, they're getting ready to pack up their bags and move on, because they've certainly left the United States squirming like a stuck pig financially. And if they can't squeeze anything more, what does it say? You can't get blood out of a turnip. I'm mixing metaphors here, but you know, they butchered the people of Russia. They're effectively butchering the people of the United States. They've been going after the Palestinians since the first time they moved into Palestine. You know, it's just part of a historical trend that anyone who refuses to look at that historical trend is wearing blinders.
An Arab friend of mine from Algeria, from the south of Algeria in the mountains, he told me 10 years ago, he's the first person who really taught me about the Jews. I always knew the Jews were pretty much a rotten group of people anyway, but one of the things he told me about the Jews, he said they're like termites in the house. You don't know that they're there until the house collapses. When the house collapses, they move to a new house.
That's a very interesting analogy, and I've seen the damage that termites can do to a house, and I want to tell you, it's very, very frightening. And that's a very good analogy as to what's happening here in the United States today. So you know, maybe that's the best thing. Maybe once our house is destroyed, you know, maybe we'll move elsewhere. You know, it's kind of funny. I had a guest on this program. It's not funny. It's interesting, I should say. I had a guest in this program a year or so ago, a very interesting fellow, whose attitude is that the people of European descent should begin moving back to their ancestral homelands in Europe and just get the hell out of the United States. Well, believe it or not, today when I was talking with my friend, the big shot lawyer, and was talking about the destruction of the United States by these people, he said, you know, 10 years ago I was saying that I predicted the big trend would be that all the people, and my friend happens to be of Irish descent, that all the people of European descent would start going back to their homelands. And, you know, maybe that's what the trend is going to be, and maybe that's the best thing. Maybe we just have to give up the old ship USS USA and say it was a good old boat while it lasted.
And I heard a caller maybe three, four weeks ago, he mentioned Mark Kornke on your show,
and you
had said that you would like to have him on.
Yeah, I want to get him on here. Yeah, he's a good man. He's been through a lot.
And if you talk to Paul from Poker Face,
as a matter of fact, you know, Paul was one of the first people to mention to me suggesting having Mark Kornke on the show, and I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, talk to Paul. Paul could get that together if you can't get in contact with Mark directly.
Yeah, no, as a matter of fact, when that last caller brought that up a couple weeks ago, that went through my mind, and I got to get in touch with Paul.
Okay.
Well, all right, Andrew. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. Thanks for that very interesting analogy.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, let's go to Mark in Kentucky.
You there, sir?
Mark, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Well, I shouldn't say fine. I just wanted to bring up something that happened on Christmas. I was over at my mom and dad's house on Christmas, and my dad decided to record something. Was a comedian, and he was a comedian with the practice of ventriloquism, and he had these dummies on and everything. And I've seen this guy before. I don't remember his name, but it's kind of entertaining and everything, until all of a sudden he brought out the Muslim dummy, who is like a radical fundamentalist Muslim, Literally, it looked like skeletal remains with bugged eyes and with, like, these eyebrows that would go up and down in a very evil and questioning fashion. And he was bringing up all kinds of things, where's all the thousand virgin I was promised, oh, someone promised me, and all this other garbage, and including saying things, well, you can't say things like Christmas. Because he wished everyone a Merry Christmas. And the dummy looked at him and says, well, you can't say Christmas. He says, why is that? He says, you know, it's not offending people who are Christian or anything like that. It doesn't offend people. He says, well, you offend all the other infidels. And I kind of like burst out in a second. I just kind of like, what do you mean all the other infidels? You mean like the Jews? It made me really angry.
Mark, let me tell you something, and I've mentioned this on the show. When I was in Iran, you've heard of that country, that Islamic fundamentalist country called Iran.
Yes.
When I was in Iran several years ago, there was a Christmas tree. Now, of course, there will be those who will argue that Christmas trees are not really symbols of Christianity, et cetera, et cetera. There was a Christmas tree with lights on the grounds of the Iranian foreign ministry. And all year round in downtown Tehran, there is a square called Mary Square, named in honor of that lady we know of as the Virgin Mary, who is honored as the mother of Jesus Christ, who is a symbol of Christmas, of giving birth to Jesus Christ. So again, you know, it's just more lies put out in the form of grotesque, quote-unquote, comedy, which is one of the most effective means whereby which this Talmudic poison is sprayed in the faces of the people of this country.
Well, you know, and the thing of it is, I got mad, and I just basically yelled, I said the same word you said earlier. I would repeat it again, but bull whatever, and bull hockey, and I, like, left the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I let them have their laughter and everything, but I told them, I said, you know, I'm going to talk to you later about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to handle it.
Because I really wanted to go off bad. I mean, I've seen photographs of 5-year-old children being slaughtered over there for nothing. I mean, just for being Muslim.
I want to tell you something. I may have mentioned this on the show. I certainly mentioned it to Mark Glenn here the other day. I saw a picture of a little Palestinian boy who looks just like one of Mark's kids.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't find a more lovely family than Mark Glenn's family. And, you know, to see, I mean, you know, when you can put, it's obviously a human face, but when you can put the face of another child that you know on the face of one of these little kids, you know, these are the kids they say who are terrorists. I saw a picture today of a little Palestinian boy throwing rocks. You know, this is the terrorist that the Israelis are killing.
Yeah. And the thing that is, and people don't understand this, what other religion other than Christians, and I say, well, I'll put it in quotes here because I don't think, majority I think of Christmas is not even nothing to do with Christianity. I think it's just to do about, you know, traditions and just having the Christmas tree up and meeting family. It's been reduced to that now. I'm just buying a bunch of gifts. And I'm almost to a point where I don't even want to celebrate Christmas no more because it has nothing to do with Christ anymore. And I look at it and think, well, you know, who other than quote-unquote Christians are celebrating Christmas? The Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the only ones that actually even acknowledge that Jesus Christ was a great prophet. You read the Talmud.
Exactly.
And they think that he was an infidel and that that he's burning in hell in excrement. I mean, this, and yet here we are, you know, backing these people and having these Christians, fundamentalist Christians, back in Zionist Israel. It absolutely makes no sense if you put it in its proper vernacular, you know?
Oh, no, I mean, if you look at the whole history, ever since the State of Israel has been established, and really even before that, the Jews, yes, the Jews, have done everything in their power to eradicate all memory and all recognition and all consecration of Jesus Christ and Christianity in what we call the Holy Land.
Well,
the Muslims haven't done that. The Muslims have not done that. The Jews have.
Yeah, they've done it here in America.
Oh,
they've
done
it through the ADL. They've done it through the American Civil Liberties Union. They've done it through the Jewish National Defense League. All these organizations have done nothing but try to take prayer out of school and take the Ten Commandments out.
Here in this country, Mark, where we have given the Jews absolute freedom, We've given them more liberty and more opportunities than any country ever in the history, not of just the Western world, but of mankind. And yet their payback has been to slap us in the face, to spray us with their Talmudic poison, mm-hmm. and do everything they can to make the name of Jesus Christ forgotten. I say to hell with them.
Well, can I make you also another suggestion for one of your shows, and maybe
yeah.
you might want to get into some background on? I want to get into the background of pornography and how they're involved in that and how it became such an obsession in this country.
Well, you know, I tell you, you know, that story alone, I mean, you know, the fact is, I mean, I've seen enough documentation on it that mm-hmm. for the most part, the porn industry has been almost a uniquely Jewish industry. All the evidence is there. I don't know if anyone has ever done a scholarly research into it. It would be interesting to find out if there has been any what you could call scholarly research into it. There's a lot of anecdotal evidence of it, of which I'm familiar. But,
yeah,
oh, absolutely.
Well,
There's no question about that.
I've read some things on the Internet about it. And here's the interesting thing about it, and I even had a friend of mine, well, you know Van Loman, and he actually brought up, well, you know, Larry Flynt's not, you know, is not Jewish, but he gives $25 million to the Anti-Defamation League.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, it's the more things change, the more they remain the same. Mark, I got to move on, but thank you for your very insightful phone call.
Thank you.
All right, we are going to go to Dave in Massachusetts. And, Dave, let me say, I received in the mail today, if you're there, Dave,
yeah.
I received in the mail today Ralph Woodrow's very, very informative book, Christmas Reconsidered. And I think this man is writing from some basic common sense. And for those who are not familiar with his book, I'll just say that his website is at Ralph Woodrow, just like it sounds, ralphwoodrow.org. And Mr. Woodrow's point is that it's a real distraction for people to campaign against the celebration of Christianity on the basis that it's pagan or that it's not mentioned in the Bible or, you know, all the wide variety of arguments we hear against it. Because although Mr. Woodrow really doesn't say this directly, he hints at it, but what the truth is that even these people who call themselves Christians, and I won't even qualify it, I'll say even these people who are Christians, who campaign against Christmas, they're playing right into the hands of the Jews. So I recommend this little book. It's a very interesting little booklet. I haven't read the whole thing. I've read substantial portions of it today. It's 59 pages. And it's interesting because Mr. Woodrow points out that he was one of the people who actually had pointed out that there were certain pagan elements in Christmas. But he says quite correctly that, and then he felt he was later misquoted and misrepresented by others who were using his writings to further their point of view. I think that's absolutely correct because, hey, let's face it, Christmas is recognized for better or for worse as a celebration of Jesus Christ, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh. Yeah, it's a wonderful book, Michael. It costs only $5, but actually you can get all of Ralph's books, I believe, for $70. You can get everything he ever wrote.
He's got they sent a copy of his book list along, and there's a lot of interesting books there.
Yep.
That's Ralph Woodrow. Woodrow is spelled Woodrow, just like it sounds, ralphwoodrow.org. And his email is ralphwoodrow@earthlink.net, in case anybody's curious.
Yeah.
And thanks, hey, by the way, Dave, for having that book sent to me. It's a very interesting book.
Oh, yeah. When these identity Christians and everything, when they find themselves fighting on the same side, when they find themselves in the trenches on the same side with Abe Foxman and the Anti-Defamation League waging a war against Christmas, they better really look in the mirror and do a little, well, like Ralph says, do a little rethinking, a little reconsidering. But so right there, that should tell you something's wrong when you're on the same side as Abe Foxman. But, Michael, this question about Jews and pornography, I recently responded to an editorial that, Mark Glenn wrote, and I think the first line, I said, a Jew is like pornography. I may not be able to define it, but I know it when I see it.
That's what the... That's what one of the, that's a paraphrase of the famous statement by one of the Supreme Court justices. When they asked him what pornography was, he said pretty much that. He said, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it. All right, Dave, we are going to the break. Why don't you hang on for a minute
Thank
or so
you, man.
Here. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned. Please pay careful attention to these sponsors out there. They are some of the people who help keep this network in operation.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770 because personal information should stay personal.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. During the break, I opened up my electric bill, $200 for 2 months, ladies and gentlemen. I can barely afford to pay it, but I think of all these Americans out there who cannot afford to pay their electric bills, even those that are considerably less than that. And they can't afford to pay it because their tax dollars that are stolen out of their pocketbooks are being sent to finance this slaughter in Palestine. We need an armed rebellion in this country, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go back to Dave for our last few moments here. Dave, go ahead.
Michael, you know, I'd like to comment on your opening comments because it was so funny, Michael. An hour before your show comes on, Michael, at 8 o'clock Eastern time, I was listening to RBN, and Alan Watt came on, and he said he was going to cut through the matrix. Well, anyways, I had a couple of things I had to do, and his show puts me to sleep. So I says, great. I says, I'll shut Alan Watt off and let him cut through his matrix, and I'll get a couple of things done, and then I'll come back in an hour because I know in an hour Michael Collins' Piper will be on, and he'll be cutting through the bullshit, not cutting through the matrix.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's actually what I thought, Michael, and it's funny that you actually used that word, because I know, in my mind, I was saying, yeah, because I know the heck with Alan Watt cutting through his matrix. I'd rather listen to Michael Collins' Piper cut through the bullshit, you know.
All right, I guess I should say thanks for that.
So, a couple of things real quick now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mark helps me. I'll take control of it, but either tonight or tomorrow, Mark's going to post an essay I wrote last spring called Israel or Isn't Real, The Kingdom of Christ or the Kingdom of Antichrist. And, Michael, it's so apropos to this Israeli genocide in Gaza that's going on right now. In fact, it's almost prophetic, really. But so that'll be on, you know, davefrommassachusetts.wordpress.com.
You know, Dave. I tell you. Mark put his finger on it in a conversation we had. He said in an almost mystical way that you know it's the Palestinian people who are in the forefront of this universal battle. They, the Palestinian people, the Christians and Muslims alike, and this is my terminology here. Don't pin it on Mark Glenn. No pun intended. But it's the Palestinian people who are almost the modern-day representation of Jesus Christ himself. They are being crucified.
Oh, I believe that, Michael. In fact, I was saying that on some show just a couple of days ago. They're being falsely accused, just like Christ, and, falsely put to death.
Well, God bless the Palestinian people, and I know that he does bless them. And, you know, in the end, they are going to emerge triumphant. They're going to be the people. They're going to be the people who are going to play a major role in setting mankind free from this curse.
Hey, Michael, just real quick now, I want to point out a book to you and the audience. I bought it. I don't really recommend buying it if you can get it at the library. But have you heard a book? It's published by this Whitaker House, which is a Judeo-Christian Zionist publishing house. But it's As America Has Done to Israel. As America Has Done to Israel, the result, massive national disasters. It's by a guy named John P. McKinnon.
Dave, I tell you, Dave, we're running out of time here. But do me a favor, call back on Friday night, bring up that book again. I want to hear more about it. All right, we are running out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Apologies to those other callers we couldn't bring up. We will be here Friday night, God willing. Stay tuned for more programming here at RBN.